She's going fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
It's that time. Leif Seberg is here. Fishing guru. I just got to say guru, I guess. I just got done looking at a bunch of pictures on his phone, and I'll tell you what. I was going to say you're the luckiest guy, but it ain't luck. It's not luck. It's
right place, right time?
But it's an educated right place and an educated right time. You got it down, buddy.
You got me there.
Yeah.
How's it going, Deputy Doodah?
It's good. You know, I've been busy indoors. I hate to admit it, but yeah, I am not fishing, but
I bet you are.
That's why I'm happy to see you come in.
This is peak Deputy D season with the Rhythm and Blues Festival coming up.
It is. I'm busy stacking up stuff so that I can, you know, stay out at the festival site all 3 days. So.
Well, I appreciate, and I know our listeners appreciate you making a little bit of time for us to knock one more out before that.
Good.
It's just been incredible. There's just a few new things I wanted to try to squeeze in there because I knew you'd be busy. So we a little bit earlier in the week with our report than usual. But, you know, one of the first things was just, you know, fishing is still really good.
Yeah.
And I see it just is going to be good for a while. We have some even cooler temps coming up starting Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm.
But looks like it shapes up for you guys on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Looks like it'll be, I think Saturday is the first real nice day. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, you know, it's keeping the river nice and cool. Yet again, woke up to rain this morning.
Yeah.
Just I'm fine with it. And up until now, or, you know, here in the near future, I don't have any time to get up into the mountains anyway, which it could be a challenge up there. But down here, it's been a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of in the hopper season. There's a lot of summer stones. There's, you know, just kind of a variety of things right now are working. You really kind of have to just, you know, look at where you're going to be fishing. There's been a lot of pressure in a lot of places. I imagine that'll kind of start to let up a little bit. 4th of July weekend is always kind of a crazy time, and it spilled over into the weekend after. But yeah, it's still looking pretty darn good out there. And yes, just like we were talking about earlier this morning, I went up on one of our tributaries, and I knew that a friend had been snapped off last Friday by a fish in a certain run, and I had kind of wanted to get there myself, but hadn't had time. And it was just I was just itching this morning. So before work, I ran up there at Odon 30 in the morning. And, you know, it took me 15, 20 minutes to catch two just huge fish. One of which was the one that obviously had Captain Ahab'd him on Friday, 3 days prior, because it came up with a bug still in its mouth. The bug that he had taken from my friend, which I never see. I always have these folks like, oh, you know, get my bug back. It's in there. And like, yeah, they never stay. And it kind of just made my head spin this morning because it was so early. I'm like, I swear I had that little yellow one on, and there's a big gray one in the side of his lip. Oh, that fish. Ha-ha, Chris, I got you, man.
So how long had it been in his lip there for?
3 days. Wow. No barb. It was just kind of in a lucky, unlucky spot right in the corner of its mouth. Had like 6 inches of tattered leader, maybe snapped at a wind knot or something like that.
And, well, he was probably happy you came along to set him free there.
You know, it probably sucks to get caught again, but it's probably even worse swimming around with a foam piercing. So.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. That just really made me laugh. Caught a really nice cutthroat before that fish, and she was just, I don't know what she'd been eating. It was soft in there.
Mm-hmm.
Had jelly belly going, so maybe some drakes.
Oh, man, some evenings, you know, if the light's just right, the sky, the air is full of food.
Yeah.
Full.
I think this fish has been partaking of multiple great dinner time feedings. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to be heading up into the mountains. Finally got a little bushwhack in line for myself. We'll talk about that one next week. It's up to an alias no-name lake anyway, with just an altitude and an alias as its identity or name or whatever. So we'll talk about it maybe a little bit
next week. We're kind of hitting a couple of these not to be named waters today.
Well, you know, I got to keep at least one or two cards close to my chest here.
Well, and the other thing we've learned is if we talk too much about it, these are kind of small streams, small waters. We don't want to overload things. So.
Yeah, it's oftentimes not anything personal at all. You read between the lines, you'll figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we highlight some of these smaller streams, before you know it, there's just too many people there. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and, you know, I'm heading down to a place I definitely don't mind sharing because I don't know that it will be overfished by fly guys. I see a lot of gear guys there, but the Inyat River, really, really neat Small river. You can fish the upper sections for some trout. Most of the time, though, they're non-native brook trout, so it's never really been what got me down there. Although, mm-hmm. I am pretty interested in getting down and checking out the headwaters there, because mm-hmm. I know there's some cute little water. But what draws me to this lower section is the potential for giant summer Chinook on the fly in small water. So we're taking 10 weights to water that's like 6 feet wide. And, oh, man, it's just incredible.
That should be some good pictures.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I kind of, you know, figured out a little bit last time with my buddy Greg, and I know a good handful of runs to go back to now and a good place to start. And also with my training now on the, mm-hmm. the Cascade that, and the Skagit that they've been mm-hmm. providing me, I'm starting to understand a little more how salmon think now, not just not just steelhead and trout. So really looking forward to it. We'll report back next week about that and about my backcountry adventures. And yeah, you know, just all of what's going on. And like I was going to say about the river, I think we're good, you know, another 2 weeks, yeah. I think I would give us the green light for, and we'll just check in next week. We will be taking a break here in the beginning of August, but we'll give an idea where to go before we do that. I wanted to also steer people towards the ORC. I am a member, definitely a supporter of the Okanagan Open Roads Coalition.
Right.
Anything anybody can do to help us win that battle against folks trying to take your land from you and make it so you can't be there is great. So check us out online or on Facebook, Okanagan Open Roads. And yeah, you know, just we'd like to thank our friends over there at North 40, the Fly Shop in Omak, and our friends at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham. And if you ever need a fishing tip or would like to book a trip in the fall, because I'm pretty booked right now, always give me a call, 509-429-7298. And you can shoot me an email at madhowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. Take care, y'all, and get that fish right on, baby. In my life. My mama gone fishing and the baby gone fishing.